chicken biting dog. I wish they'd tie him up, that dreaded rascal pup. I'd be happy as a king upon a throne. I'd go walking bravely by with a twinkle in my eye and whistle Mountain Dew on my way home. On the weekends I would go to the moving picture show with my friends across the hill at Carbon Glow. Back through the darkness of the pines after watching Frankenstein, we lost no time in finding our way home. We learned the mud holes and the ditches, the shortcuts and the fences. We could even cross old Elk Fork on a log. But what we always feared the most, more than old Dark Holler's ghost, was Ernie Zorry's sneaking, biting dog. I wish they'd tie him up, that dreaded rascal pup. I'd be happy as a king upon a throne. I'd go walking bravely by with a twinkle in my eye and whistle Mountain Dew on my way home. Oh, and whistle Mountain Dew on my way home.
We'll be right back.
So aren't you bored with your quiet voice and impeccable style? Don't ever let them steal your joy and your gentle ways to keep them from running wild. They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle, when they hate the way you shine. I see you tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Discouraged, don't you, girl? It's your brother's world for a while longer. You gotta dance with the devil on a river to beat the stream. Call it living the dream. Call it kicking the ladder. They come to kick dirt in your face, to call you weak and then displace you after carrying your baby on your back across the desert. I saw your eyes behind your hair, and you're looking tired, but you don't look scared.
Jokes are lame. Well, that was certainly a fun set there. I started that out with, what did I start it out with? Sorry, I have my list here. Anna Nalick, that's right. Bless My Soul. After that, Ern and Zori Sneak and Bite and Dog by Dori Freeman. She did an interview recently on WMBR with Doug Gessler. That was really fun to hear. She is not coming out anytime soon, unfortunately, but that would be wonderful to go out and hear her when she does. Then Arizona Fire, Becca Mancari, and Something New by Brandi Carlile, The Joke. So I've been listening to that quite a bit. I think it's a beautiful song. And I ended that set with Pale Hound, their song Room. They will be playing in the near future, not super, super soon, but they will be at Sinclair on March 16th. And so that's pretty cool. So being that it's the day after Thanksgiving, I thought we could maybe check out some
wassailing. Wassail all over the town. Our toast it is white and
let's see, maybe that's not what I had in mind. Let's try a different kind of. That was just Gloucester wassailing. And this is now Here We Come a Wassailing. I'm not sure that that's really what I had in mind either. Let's see. Maybe a song about cherry trees and Mary and Joseph.
Joseph was an old man. An old man was he.
Here we go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go into some Christmas carols. It is the day after Thanksgiving, people. Why not?
Joseph and Mary were walking one day.
Here are apples, here are cherries,
Mary did say. Then Mary said to Joseph, so meek and so mild,
Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child.
Then Joseph flew in anger, in anger flew he.
Let the father of the baby gather cherries. So Christ was Jesus' daddy. He worked at the corner saloon, pouring out Schaefer's and Schlitz's to the mill workers starting around noon. Joe Christ, he worked on the weekends and on the major holidays, you bet. You know he would attend a bar on Christmas if Christmas had been invented yet. One day his wife came in the bar. Mary Christ did not come in most days. She said, Joe, there's something that I gotta tell you. I'm pregnant, big with child in the family way. Joe Christ, Joe Christ, Joe Christ, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Joe Christ, gonna have himself a family. Well, Joe Christ, he wrinkled up his brow. He said, babe, you know I love you, have no fear. But you know, on account of my condition, we haven't actually done it in a year. She said, baby cake's my honey pie, my Joe. You know I would never lie to you. It's the Lord himself what done it to me. He brought along champagne and chocolates too. It was magical, I just could not say no. He had a French accent, and what's more, he treated me just rough enough how I like it. I felt like a $10,000 whore. But Joe, Joe, you gotta understand, it didn't mean nothing, that's no lie. We only done it once and that's the end of it. Joe, you're my number one guy. Joe Christ,
Joe Christ,
Joe Christ,
Joe Christ,
Joe Christ, Joe Christ, dee 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 dee. Joe Christ, gonna have himself a Mary left the bar and Joe just stared. He sighed the deepest sigh he ever had. He said, I guess there's some kind of way in which I'm gonna kind of sort of be a dad. He said, shots of whiskey on the house. He thought, diapers, Jesus, how can I afford that? And do I believe Mary's story? Was it the milkman or really the Lord? They thought, well, what choice do I have? With my condition, I won't get no other dame. There's a critter on the way, that's the bottom line. Don't really matter how it came. Joe Christ closed the bar and went on home. He found Mary sleeping on the couch. He turned off the TV and computer. He rolled up some tobacco from his pouch. Joe Christ stood out on the front porch. He looked up at the brightest star, and he prayed that his kid would grow up healthy and in time take his place behind the bar. Joe Christ,
Joe Christ,
Joe Christ,
Joe Christ,
Joe Christ, Joe Christ, gonna have himself a family. Joe Christ,
Joe Christ,
Joe Christ,
Joe Christ,
Joe Christ,
God.
three, four.
Tomorrow is the Yuletide, but I'm not feeling jolly. I think I'm gonna stay inside and wallow in my melancholy. Put on some music guaranteed to keep the teardrops flowing. I'm spending Christmas Eve with Leonard Cohen. I'm stocking up on vodka, sleeping pills and Pepto-Bismol. I'm drinking to the future, though the future is so dark and dismal. It's pretty much the saddest sound the world has ever known. Yes, I'm spending Christmas Eve with Leonard Cohen. Well, Neil Young can bring you down and Joni Mitchell's blue, but when you've hit rock bottom, just one folk singer will do. When I put on that famous blue raincoat, I wanna slip my wrist, yes, it's gonna be a Leonard Cohen Christmas. Of course there's Hallelujah, you all know that one, I guess, but that's really for the amateurs, not the clinically depressed. But last year's Man and Avalanche, they always get me going when I'm spending Christmas Eve with Leonard Cohen. Hear the carolers outside my bedroom walls, the old familiar chestnuts, jingle bells and deck the halls. But no one horse sleigh or Mel Torme will ever make my wish list when I'm having me a Leonard Cohen Christmas. First we take Manhattan, then it's so long, Marianne, the dress rehearsal rag, and then the second side of I'm Your Man. The festive lights are everywhere and Rudolph's nose is glowing, but I'm spending Christmas Eve with Leonard Cohen. The poet laureate for all the lonesome and the listless, it's gonna be a Leonard Cohen Christmas.
So am I. I believe Jesus was a brilliant guy, a revolutionary figure of his time, nailed in Jerusalem for misdemeanor crime. I try to be a Christian, 'cause that's how I was raised. Work within your faith is what the Dalai Lama says. I choose to picture Jesus in the clouds up above. I believe in Beatles, I believe in love. The Sermon on the Mount picture to behold. Not a word is wasted, every line is gold. Should be required reading for every girl and boy. It's one part of the Bible I actually enjoy. His name was really Yeshua, that's what the folks would say. His people were so poor they couldn't afford the letter J. That letter didn't come till the Romans came to town, nailing folks to wooden beams and throwing all their weight around. No Jew would ever have another Jew crucified. They threw rocks at your head if they decided you should die. But words get twisted till you don't know what they say. And now the Jews take the rap for killing a Jew in a Roman way. Pontius Pilate was a cruel and vicious man. He'd crucify 100 Jews with a wave of his hand. He was such a sadist, Caesar called him home. That's pretty damn psychotic when you're talking ancient Rome. The Romans took no prisoners, the Romans hated crowds. Yeshua rode into town and started talking loud. Centurions were everywhere to keep Passover quiet. Yeshua went to temple and unleashed a one-man riot. They made him an example for everyone to see. They whipped the living shit out of him and nailed him to a tree on a hill outside of town between two common thieves. And all his hippie followers scattered like the leaves. Pilate gave the order, then washed his hands for lunch. One donkey riding troubadour did not concern him much. And what happened went by word of mouth, and it went that way for years. Changed a little every time it landed in fresh ears. He's Jesus with a J now, Lord Christ the King. A best-selling author with advice on everything. He never wrote a word, never started no religion. Maybe never dreamed he'd ever be in this position. My daddy was a preacher, so am I. I believe in God, but now and then I wonder why. I choose to picture Jesus in the clouds up above. I believe in Beatles, I believe in love. I believe in Beatles, I believe in love.
Wassail, wassail all over the town.
Well, we're kind of ending up where we started off with a little bit more wassailing. I didn't think they were going to be singing. Are they still singing? They're still singing. So that was my day after Thanksgiving holiday list. And before I go into that, I just want to thank all my friends who are posting in and saying that they're there listening in. Pete and Ryan are probably listening in, and Clay and Naomi and Betsy. I'm glad you liked the Christmas Carol, Leonard Cohen Christmas. I'll tell you more about that. And Amber and Frank are hanging out. So hello, guys. So that was my day after Thanksgiving. It's time to start the Christmas holiday. I guess it's a day called Black Friday. Shop locally, shop independent stores, or don't shop. Stay at home, read a book, eat leftovers. That's what my plans are. So we started out with what is considered a traditional Christmas carol, Cherry Tree Carol, as Mary and Joseph are walking down the lane and she sees cherries and she wants him to pick the cherries because she's now with child. And he says, well, why didn't the father of your child pick your cherries? Yeah, good. And then Joe Christ and Mary Christ were the parents of Jesus Christ, and he was a bartender and he worked all the holidays. He didn't work Christmas because it hadn't been invented yet. Then Leonard Cohen Christmas. So that is a song by a very talented musician and a friend, Mark Stepakoff, who wrote that song. And so what happened was last year, right around this time, it was early November, I was writing a paper and it was not going well. And he happened to email me a question and I said, I'm writing this paper, it's not going well. And he said, let me send you a song. This will make you feel better. So he did send me the Leonard Cohen Christmas, and he had just sent it out to his producer. And I think it probably the day it arrived was when Leonard Cohen sadly died. So Mark does have a new CD out. I did go to hear him at Club Passim, and he had a CD release party. And that was really very successful. It was well attended. His songs are absolutely wonderful and entertaining. He's a great lyricist. So it was really, really nice to be out there and hear his music in its final version. So anyway, then, as I'm rambling on here, we ended that with Tommy Womack, God Part 3. So that was on Doug Gessler from Lost Highway, his Best of 2016 CD that went out with their fundraiser as a fundraiser promotion. So I really appreciate getting that every year. Once a year I donate there, I get some airtime and I get a CD from Doug. So I was like that. But if you thought we were going to continue with this holiday extravaganza, you would be wrong. So I played a few songs as a nod to the holidays that are coming up. It's the day after Thanksgiving, and that's about all I can handle. So let's go with some Feist.
Helping the kids out of their coats, the way the babies haven't been born. Unpacking the bags and setting up, and planted lilacs and buttercups. But in the meantime, I got it hard. Second floor living without a yard. It may be years until the day my dreams will match up with my pay.
Rise with Competition. No one's winning when I'm pushing you sometimes darkness is a prison. Turn the lights on, honey, honey. Kiss me gently, say the things you wanna say. You don't need to ask permission. I'm a stormy ocean, but you're steady. And I'm a commotion, but you get me. Too many emotions, but you let me blossom in the dark. Turn the lights on. But you give me too many emotions, but you let me blossom in the dark. Oh, oh, oh. Turn the lights on, honey, honey.
Every time you smile, it's a fake. Stop pretending you got everything.
so that definitely took us out of the holiday season and into more just music that I felt like listening to, so I thought I'd share it with all of you. That set started with Feist, Musha Boom, Musha Boom. I love that song. I know I may play it a little too often, but it just makes me happy, so I will keep playing it. After that was MGMT, Little Dark Age, a single, title song from the single, Little Dark Age. Then Rachel Platten, Collide, from her album Waves. And then that last song was a new song from Arcade Fire that, yes, Ryan had sent my way. So thank you, Ryan, for sending me the good tunes. I only have a few more minutes left of this show. However, lucky for me, I'm sitting in for another hour after that. So I have a couple songs that I want to play in the next set because these are people who are playing locally in the near future. I'm going to start with Red Tail Hawk, who will be at Atwood's on December 5th. Glenn Yoder, I might have to check this. I have them both on December 5th. I'm not sure they're both playing on December 5th. So I will confirm that when I get back. So Red Tail Hawk, Glenn Yoder, and then Deer Tick. Deer Tick are playing at Sinclair December 30th and December 31st. And there was just that moment of disappointment because they're already sold out. So I will not be attending that show, but that's the way it goes. So in Ryan's set, we will hear Red Tail Hawk, Glenn Yoder, and then Deer Tick will transition us over to the 9 a.m. show. And then stay tuned because I have a couple of my DJ friends out there, Ben and Dylan, who are on speed dial, and they're sending me song requests fast and furious. It seems to me that I thought that they might like to hear Grinch Who Stole Christmas and they want AC/DC. So my, how quickly they grow up. So let's go ahead and have some Red Tail Hawk, and then we'll go into the 9 a.m. show and start with some requests from Ben and Dylan.
Just swimming around, cause I know no way out in this not super float, and I ain't all alone. I ain't all alone. Stuck on earthly treasure, guilty pleasures. Stuck on earthly treasure, guilty pleasures.
Am I your fool? Am I your fool to believe?